Back in 2008, I think many of you know this, some of you were here. In 2008, this sanctuary was expanded. Basically, the sanctuary went from that wall, I don't know how far here, to back here. That was about it. And went from that wall over here. And a whole bunch of things changed. I wasn't here in 2008. But windows were shifted, right? Some were like closed up. Some were opened up. The kitchen changed. Does anyone know where the kitchen was? Yeah. Half of us know, but there's a lot of people that didn't know this. The kitchen was over here. The kitchen now is over there. The roof changed, the structure of the building changed. Lots of changes happened, but there was a couple things that stayed the same in the construction. One was, I'm pretty sure of this, I wasn't here, but the pillars of the building, you can't change those. God is saying, your position in his kingdom, both now and for eternity, is as certain as a pillar. Does that give you confidence? That's pretty sweet. The other promise that's here in the text is that you will receive God's name. That was really important for these early Christians because the city of Philadelphia changed names often. In AD 17, right before this letter was written, there was an earthquake. And the emperor of Rome gave some tax relief to this city, and the city came back and said, we're going to name our city Neo-Caesarea. That was the name. And then 15 years passed by, another accident happened, and a new emperor also gave them a tax break. And guess what? The name of the city changed to Flavia. Boy, if I'm wondering what you'd do for a tax break. Would you change your name? I don't know. This text is saying you have a permanent name. You have God's name. What a powerful thing that is to think about, no matter what the threats are out there. That makes Christians shy, I think. Makes us not wanting, it keeps us from moving forward. No matter what the opportunities are, no matter the closed doors, the shut doors, success or failure, the point is, our position is so secure that no matter what we face, we can move forward. Dear friends, we absolutely can move forward. And it's important to note that God was faithful. It is important to note also just one last little tidbit about this. This is the only letter that doesn't have any criticism in it. That's good. Wouldn't you like to get a letter from God where it didn't have any criticism? All the other letters have criticism, but what's important is to note what Jesus, what this letter compliments the Philadelphians on. The compliment isn't about what they look like. It isn't about their buildings. Nothing about their success. Nothing about their failures. Nothing really about them personally. The compliment is this. You've been faithful. Verse 8, you've kept my word. Verse 10, you've kept my word. Verse 11, if you keep my word, the crown will not be taken from you. Faithfulness is important. And God will be faithful to you. You will be a pillar. Your name will not change. You will have God's name. God followed through on his promise to Philadelphia. Philadelphia was the only one of any of these churches in this area that was not taken by Islamic expansion. All the other cities were taken and destroyed except for Philadelphia. And what we know about this town is that the moment that it did finally fall, it didn't fall to any other foreign invader because of any actually internal weakness, it fell to Byzantium Christians who were jealous of Philadelphia. Still to this day, there's a church in Philadelphia. Still to this day, there's a bishop that sits in Philadelphia. God remained faithful, and he'll remain faithful to us. Amen. We're going to pray a prayer and then close our service with some time for the Annunciation prayers and the Lord's Prayer.